friends and only you judge me.
Mate.
Hello, mate.
Hiya, mate.
Hey, yeah, mate.
Hey, mate.
I always forget about you because you're over in the corner and
that's
I can't
all right.
see you.
Don't you worry about that. You were going to walk away from me in the last episode and go to a new production company, so...
Oh, yeah, for £1,000 each, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Did you make the call, George?
Yeah. Oh, have I haven't got the number.
Man. How you doing, anyway? What's been going on with you?
Well, it's... My dad's had his birthday.
All right.
Yeah.
How old's that? Are we allowed to ask?
Well, you could ask. Whether I'll know, I don't even...
Oh, you don't know?
No.
Has he not told you?
I think he's about 65... Bloody hell. I think he's about 63, not 65.
Right, right.
He wants to be 65, though, so he can retire.
Right, right.
My dad, you see, he's he moans a lot.
Oh, right, yeah. Is he like you, but moans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you had to... If you had to compare him to...
Victor Meldew.
I was going to say, if you had to compare him to a TV character, it would be that one what you've just said, Victor Meldew.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. Yeah, he's always got something to mourn about.
So what did he get him for his birthday?
I got him some wine and wine gums.
Right,
and,
like you do.
Yeah, and we also got him a Boss top because that's what he wanted.
Or was that like a cool top?
Yeah.
All right. Oh, a Boss as in the Boss brand?
Yeah, not a Boss as in... Yeah, they're good, that.
It's Boss, that.
Yeah.
That's what I thought you meant.
God, he's not a Scouser, Jesus Christ.
Awesome.
What have you been up to?
It's been a bit of a chill one, really. And yeah. Not quite back into the swing of things with work. It takes a bit of time before my industry kicks in, really. So January's always quiet. So it's maintenance time, as I was saying to Andrew before, just sorting everything out and getting everything ready for getting busy again, you know?
Yeah.
What about you, Andrew?
Like, same as you, really. Very quiet, just chilling, you know, this and that, bobbing along, staying out of trouble.
Bobbing along.
Is your Christmas tree back up yet?
No, that's February.
No.
He was telling me last week, Andrew, he's been dog-minding, dog-sitting, or...
Yeah, I've got two fosters with me. They've been with me for a few weeks now, yeah.
I saw pictures on your socials. I thought they were actually your dogs.
No. My dogs moved on, so they go live somewhere else now. So I thought, I can't have a house with no dogs.
No.
And I saw that there was, on Facebook, there was an appeal for two little Jack Russell-type dogs that needed a home for Christmas, New Year.
Yeah.
I thought, well, go on then. Go on, I'll bring him in.
So is it like a foster home for dogs then? And then they farm them out to people?
Yeah, it's called Dogs for Rescue. Yeah. And I just saw it on Facebook. And they basically bring loads of dogs in and look after them, but they keep them in a pack environment.
Yeah.
So rather than put them in cages and kennels and things like that, any dogs they bring in, they tend to put them all in together.
What's the benefit of doing that? That sounds like it'll be chaos.
Yeah, well, you would think so, wouldn't you? But dogs obviously work out the pecking order and they work out who's the boss and all the rest of it. And it socialises them with each other.
Yeah.
So they're well looked after, basically. But the ones that I was taking on didn't fit into that environment.
So were they naughty?
Yeah. They don't like other dogs.
So have you got any furniture left in your house then? Or
well,
been
one
eaten?
Of the dogs is blind, so she just plods around.
Keeps walking into stuff.
Keeps walking into stuff. And the other one is a bit sort of anxious and has anxiety and stuff, so I have to keep an eye on her. But so it's a bit of a work in progress for those two. But yeah.
Have you still got these dogs?
Yeah, they're still at home, yeah.
Oh, right.
And how long do you keep them for?
Do you know, I'm probably going to keep them.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll probably keep them. But just because I think that it's taken them a long time to get used to me. They're quite elderly.
Yeah.
And to then shift them onto another home, I don't think would be fair on them.
No.
So and what have you done with all the cats?
This is a vicious rumour. I have no cats.
You see, the thing is... You might still know how this process works, but you know how you said you foster dogs?
Yeah.
How does that work? Because if they're going from people to people and only staying there for a certain set amount of time, How do you think that works for a dog?
But I reckon most people, George, who foster dogs, as you've already demonstrated, Andrew, they probably just end up keeping them don't they?
Yeah, I mean, some people do it professionally and they don't get too attached and they work with the dogs and make sure that they're okay to go to a proper owner. But mine being as old as they are and with the issues that they both appear to have, then I don't think I want to move them on again.
That's a nice thing, isn't it?
Yeah, but you can imagine, like, other dogs, said dog, right? They go from one person and then spend some time with that person and then go to another one. That dog's mind is going to be all over the place, is it not?
Well, some dogs, as long as they get fed, they're all right. They don't mind. Yeah. They're quite happy to move from house to house.
Yeah. As long as you've got a bowl of food, that dog's going to love you.
Yeah.
Well, this is switching straight away, right, to cats, right?
All right.
I've got a little story. Sister-in-law, Sarah. Hello, if you're listening, which you're probably not. But she had a cat called Edward, right?
Yeah.
And he kind of went missing, but he's not missing, but he's kind of like a street cat. You know, he gets food from different houses and, you know, just goes to different people.
Yeah. The cats aren't loyal at all.
Yeah, they see him, but he's just, like, if you asked her where he was, she wouldn't know, because he's that kind of cat. He just goes from house to house.
Yeah. I had a cat that was actually stolen, and it was Charlotte's cat. Yeah. And it was called, can't remember what we called it, but whatever it was called, it was a boy's name. No, it was a girl's name. Then we realised it was actually a boy.
Right.
And then it decided to go to round all the neighbours like cats do and get fed by everybody.
Yeah.
And about two or three doors down, some woman decided to keep it.
Yeah.
And had it chipped and moved house.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
I reported it to the police. And police say, oh, no, it's not something we deal with. It's kind of a domestic. I said, no, it's theft. I said, well, it's an animal. And I'm like, no, but it's theft, but irrespective of it being an animal, you know.
Yeah, but would the
RSPCA... So if anybody's seen our cat, can you bring it back?
Would the RSPCA not have a process like that if Rifty gone missing?
Well, we hadn't had it chipped.
Yeah.
And the thing was, the cat kept going to this person's house and this person kept feeding them. And people shouldn't feed other people's cats. That's my message going out there.
Right.
But she was feeding, and I went around several occasions saying, look, can you stop feeding that cat? You know, it's our cat. Stop feeding it. And the next thing you know, the house was up for sale. They'd moved out and she insisted the cat was hers and off she went.
Wow, cheeky.
And the police wouldn't do anything about it. So it's annoying that, isn't it?
Yeah.
So don't feed other people's cats. It's not nice.
Yep. Shall we do the show and sell segment?
If you like. What have you got?
I've got another vinyl.
Oh.
If I can pick it up. Yeah. Right. A few weeks ago, I messaged Andrew and said, Andrew, if I was to talk to you about the Jam, would you know anything? He says, I don't know nothing about the Jam. Didn't you, Andrew?
I did.
But, Kevin, what can you tell me about this album? Before I tell you what I'm going to tell you.
Probably not a lot, really. And for anybody, you'd have to put a picture up online. It's the Jam, all mod cons. Bruce Foxton, Paul Weller and Rick Buckler.
Rick Buckler.
All sat in a room. I don't know anything about that album, really. I'm not the person to ask, as you well know.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Go on.
Right. There's a song on this particular album called Down in the Tube Station.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that song. And I've adopted a little morning routine. I do it every morning, much to my mum's annoyance.
Hang on a minute. Are we still going to get struck up?
No. Every morning, I play Down in the Tube Station at midnight, full blast, yeah, and sing my heart out every morning.
Tune. Great tune.
And this album is where it all started.
Yeah. Really, really good tune. I mean, that I should be an expert on this after working on the Jam exhibition, as you know.
Yeah.
but I'm not.
No.
But Down Tube Station to Midnight, what, 1977? Anyone?
Well, I was only five, so yeah, I'm not going to remember that one.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you were only five?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Absolutely sure, yeah.
I'm not sure, but I might have to ask Den Davies about this. A certain song on Down in the Tube Station at Midnight, they recorded it, yeah, and then Paul Weller said he didn't want to release it, but somebody else said to him, I think it might have been the producer of the actual song, I can't remember his name, but he said, oh no, you've got a good song here, use it. And if it wasn't for the producer saying that, it wouldn't have gone on this album.
You're definitely a big Jam fan, you know, aren't you? You really like them.
Yeah.
We need to get you these interviews there, don't we?
Yeah.
Especially with Den Davies, we keep mentioning his name, but he's the man behind the About the Young Idea exhibition.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
So he's the man we need to get an interview with. So I'll really try and do my best to sort that out. But yeah, great album. What are the tracks on that album? Have you got that close enough to your face?
Shut up. David Watts?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ba, fa, 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 fa. Yeah, no, remember that one?
Yep. Billy Hunt?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the top tune. I didn't even know it was on this album. Mr. Clean?
Yeah. I know most of them, yeah.
And them are the only notable ones. I didn't bother reading the others out because...
Great album. So, Andrew, you were saying you were only five then. So what music did you grow up with when you got into music?
Oh, yeah, what did you grow up with?
Well, it was the 80s, wasn't it? So it was anything through the 80s, really.
Yeah.
Probably about 82 would be where I would probably start listening to the radio.
So were you into like New Romantic stuff or were you into the rock stuff?
Basically top 40 stuff. Anything that was in the charts. I love listening to the radio back then.
82, Duran Duran.
Yeah, all that.
Spandau.
Yeah, all the stuff we still listen to nowadays.
Yeah.
The stuff that's still played on the radio.
It's fun, isn't it? Because when I was a kid, my dad would be listening to like, you know, a lot of 60s stuff. And now my kids listen to a lot of the 80s stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I don't know what I listen to. I probably listen to a bit of everything. But you like your Jam. Who else do you like at the moment?
I like the Cortinas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And...
Didn't you go and see the Wombats? I think you're a fan of them, aren't you?
No.
I thought you went to see them with my lad, Jake.
No, that was the Cortinas, Kevin.
Oh, was it? Mm. Oh, there you go. And where did you go and see them?
Well, I'll tell you a little story about this.
Right. Yeah?
Right. Someone threw, Jacob, remember this, someone threw a cup of something somewhere. And I thought,
was it yellow?
Yeah, it dropped on me. I thought, oh, I've spilt my drink. And then Jake says to me, Jordan, that wasn't a drink.
Oh, disgusting.
God, I've never heard that story before. I didn't know that happened.
No, I got covered in piss.
Nice.
And then, on the way out, I can always remember this, Jake said to me, watch that wet floor sign. And I said, well, it shouldn't have got in my way. And I kicked it out of the way and over.
Well... Going back to what you were saying before, by the way.
Yeah.
Sorry to hijack you, but I need to show you this. It's a bit of a show and tell, I guess. Not meant to be. But I messaged him today. I don't know whether you can see that.
I can't see
that. No, you can't see. I saw it to Andrew. I messaged him today.
All right.
Guy called Steve Brooks.
We're mutual friends.
Do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Go on, who was he?
He was, right, when the Jam first formed... He was one of the original members, and then he decided he didn't want to do it.
Yeah. Steve Brooks, exactly that. He was one of the guitarists with the band.
Yeah.
And they were quite a bit country-ish. Steve was into country music.
Yeah.
And then the Jam saw the Sex Pistols and decided they wanted to be a bit more rocky.
Yeah.
So Steve left.
Yeah, that was exactly that, yeah.
But the reason why I've got a message from him today was that I got a friend request from him. But which was not him.
Oh, yeah.
And I messaged him and said, Steve, someone's hacked you.
He put that on his Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, that was my doing. So he thanked me for that. So there you go.
Right.
I'll tell him he owes us an interview now.
Yeah, you can get that, yeah. I was thinking of doing that, so I'll do that.
my show and tell for you guys is off the back of you about the jam, really. And as I was saying before, I was fortunate enough a couple of years ago to work on the exhibition for the jam exhibition.
Oh, yeah.
And there was a programme called About the Young Idea and a book called About the Young Idea, which is all about the jam. So the curators from that would like to give special thanks. And I'm on the cover.
Oh, you're on the...
That's right, yeah. So my name is next to Paul Weller's, Bruce Foxton's, Rick Buckler's, and Nicky Weller's, Steve Brooks, and Noel Gallagher, Steve Craddock, Den Davis, of course. I'm just having a quick look through now. Who else is on there?
Why is Noel Gallagher on there?
Noel Gallagher.
Yeah.
Because he was a dead matey with Paul Weller, isn't he?
Oh, is he?
So, and my name's on there as well. So, I'll show you that, Andrew. You can have a quick glance. So, my name is in lights with all those names, and I'm quite proud of that.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Very cool.
That's my little show and tell.
And that documentary is quite good.
Mm. You watched it?
Yeah.
Of course.
I can't remember her name, but apparently... There was a girl that flew all the way over from China or wherever.
Well, oh yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And she come all the way over to England to watch the jam, and she hadn't been back since. So
she just stuck here.
Yeah.
Or she decided to stay.
No, she decided to stay because all she had was the money that she saved for these jam tickets.
Wow.
And then she had to get a visa. And then she just decided to stay, and if it hadn't been for the jam, she wouldn't be over
here. She wouldn't be here anyway. Yeah. Amazing.
Here's another joke of the week. Should we do the joke-off?
Shall we?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it joke-off time?
Yeah.
Yay!
Kevin's winning. 6-5. Yeah,
I'm back in.
So, a bit of pressure on you, Jordan.
Nah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go on then, off you go.
Do I have to go first?
Yeah.
Oh.
God. I want to see what I'm up against.
What did the priest say when he went to the toilet?
I don't know, Jordan. What did the priest say?
After going to the toilet, he said, "Holy shit."
It's just getting worse. That's just shocking.
I mean, that's almost a Christmas cracker joke, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really bad.
All right, okay. Go
on,
Kevin.
Hang on.
Wait, what?
Hang on, hold it, right? You've just said it's almost a Christmas cracker joke. I got it out of a joke book I got for Christmas. I sent you both a picture of it in the...
That did not come out of a joke, a cracker.
It come out of a joke book.
Can you send it back?
I can give it my neighbour, because she gave it me as a Christmas present.
You know, that since I've joined you guys, I don't know if it's me a bad influence, but the tone has just been lowered on your joke. Sorry, Scott.
Was that the best joke in the book? Because I would have thought you'd start with the best joke in the book.
No, it's
you start with the worst, didn't you?
It's as far as I've got through the book.
Wow. Okay, all right. Okay, I think this might be 7-5 in a minute, but we'll find out now.
Sorry, but mine's not so much a joke. I've just got a couple of interesting facts for you, Jordan and Andrew, if you're ready for this. Today was the day I found out, right, that my penis is the same length as 2 Argos pencils. And today I've been banned from Argos.
Oh, dear. Jordan, it's 7-5, mate.
Yeah, but that...
Mate, you got to try harder next week.
Yeah, but that was good.
Wow, Kevin's on a roll.
I did kill you anyway. You're still breathing.
Well, I'll see you next week if we're back.
Goodbye.
Bye.
The podcast that follows a dream with Jordan Anderson. A Positive Media Company production. Visit positivemedia.org.uk.